Guest on our program today, Provost from the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College, Drew Nelson in the house. A break is upon us here, literally.
Yes. Yeah, we're finishing up our dead week, and it feels pretty good.
So, and it'll break till basically after the first of the year?
Right. We'll come back on the 2nd of January, but it has been an eventful fall, not in a bad way. I mean, that's been really cool, is that we haven't had any messes and weird things here at Boone to clean up. We've had a bunch of really good scholars, and of course, I love my faculty and staff, and it's just we have a lot going on at DMAC as well with reorganization, and then a lot going on externally with what Iowa wants us to do and what the community wants us to do, and we had our graduation last week.
Graduation, let's talk a little bit about it, because we are one of the few campuses that the only one that does a winter one.
Yeah, we struggled with it a little bit this year. There was some just weird things, like finding a photographer. Normally the one we have wasn't available, and not the right legs for the stage, so they had to come back and because we had a gap, and we thought that's going to be great. Someone's going to be wearing her heels for the first time and do a header off the stage. But we got all of it fixed, and the big crowd, I was really, because we only have about 50 or so who walk. Yeah. It's not a big group.
Yeah,
it's
not
mostly
everybody
nurse.
Takes part in it.
It was our nursing and our LPN, our licensed practical nurses, and then a few transfers and workforce people. But we pretty much filled half the gym up with families this time.
That's pretty good.
It was very good attendance. And then the pinning ceremony afterwards, of course, was a big deal.
As always, and again, traditionally, it's been a lot of the nursing students in that area that have gone through, or some that have finished up some of their work degrees things.
Yeah, and we'd like to do something for them in the fall, because oftentimes they scatter because they all get jobs.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're gone, and we really want to do something to commemorate their time with us and what they've accomplished. And it's a lot of work for that few students, but we're gonna look at how we do things a little bit for next time. But they're very appreciative.
We also, of course, and I know the Boone campus does the for the high set.
Yes,
you do those graduates as well. That's a separate ceremony.
Yeah, and I don't even, to tell the truth, I don't think we did one this fall in Boone. I know we did down at the other campuses, because I don't know how many graduates we had, completers we had this time. And I should know these things, shouldn't I?
But this is one of those, I know that normally we've done that, but I hadn't seen one this year.
Yeah, I hadn't, and that may be because we only had a few. And a lot of times, not everyone who goes through that wants to do it. Obviously the program's going, we continue to have people sign up. I did hear from someone the other day about an older gentleman who'd done the high school equivalency. Gosh, it was a couple of years ago. Okay. But he came in when he was not 19 years old. I think he was about four times that age when he did it, and sailed through it.
Just, it was one of those where...
He wanted to get the diploma.
He wanted to get that diploma.
Finally. So,
good. We wrapped up sports season, mm-hmm. Obviously the first part of sports season. The men's side, kind of a powerhouse.
Yes,
there.
They are. So... We had our win. Our last home win was against Kirkwood. The men came out and beat them by about 17. But the cool part about that was halftime, where we recognized the fact that the men's and women's cross country teams had both gone to nationals and done well, and that the women's volleyball team had made it to nationals for the first time in a long time and done well there as well. It was great to recognize them, and our libero, Kenya Prescott, just signed with Iowa.
I noticed that.
I'm pretty excited about that.
That's pretty impressive.
She was she got kind of banged up at the end of the year, banged her head on the floor, and wasn't at her best during the national tournament. But you know, she really plays hard. That's such a hard position, and I still don't understand why they come in and out after 8 years. I still don't get it, but. She was great for a couple of years. Emma Flathers was, did really well, and Eden and Coral did really well. So our sophomores, we're really happy with all of our sophomores. They did great, and it was fun to see a couple of them graduate.
Yeah, that's the other part with the graduation going on. And we have had a few of our students performed very well.
Yes, they did. So. Absolutely. So, yeah, the recruiting of the volleyball team, I don't know where all of them are going to go, and the recruiting season's a little bit different than it is for some of the other sports. But obviously, Kenya, we're very proud of for moving on. And we've got a few others that are probably going to move on to play 4-year if they want to. I'd mentioned Sarah Hansen, who was played, I think she played 3 seasons for us because she had COVID mixed in there. She played for 2 for sure and was amazing at the net passing. Decided she was done and then went on to the University of Northern Iowa to get an education degree in L.Ed. And was recruited hard enough, so she ended up down in Georgia someplace playing volleyball. She wasn't ready to give it up quite yet. So that's the other piece, is that sometimes they think they're done, but no one else does. And that's good. That's a nice position to be wanted, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah. Still, bottom line for us and for all our sports programs, and I know we've got a lot of basketball that's going to be coming, then we've got softball and baseball, and we're literally months away from taking spring trips, but we graduate.
Yes.
I mean, that is the bottom. They're students before they're athletes.
Absolutely. So we hadn't had, I shouldn't say this now, but we didn't have eligibility problems this fall with anyone. I expect a couple out of 150 are going to be in trouble at the end of the semester and maybe have to sit out for a little bit. But considering how many student athletes we have, they are really students first. And we've gotten to the point now where the ones flowing in can be really advanced academically. I mean, where you don't think they're going to go to an open enrollment institution at all, but they can come and do advanced academics with us in science or in liberal arts, and then they can do their sports, which is quite advanced right now, almost no matter what you do here.
So I kind of, at times, there's a few that I know that will go on. Mm-hmm. The question is, they're being recruited academically and also for athleticism.
Yeah, exactly. That's something I tell parents sometimes when they get here. They may have a kid who didn't go to a great school, but is real bright. And I said, this is a chance for them to really bloom academically, because we've got opportunities in honors. We've got opportunities in Phi Theta Kappa and some of those. Or even if you just do Phi Theta Kappa because you get good grades, it's a huge advantage for you coming out in terms of opportunities. It is something that our senior institution partners look for. Honors, of course, we're the most active campus per capita, and we're continuing to work on that, on ways to refine that program at DMAC so it can help Boone more. And we do have some athletes who have done that in the past. And boy, it looks great on your resume when you're thinking about where you want to go. And maybe you are not good enough to play at a Division II school, but the Division IIIs are calling. It sure helps to have an honors graduation designation in your background.
Sure. And be able to pick the institution.
And then you're picking because you're going to be a great athlete at a Division III private. But the fact that you're a great student, too, really helps you write your ticket. There's a lot of opportunities there.
Well, we're into our break time. So what are the numbers looking like as we come into break? And
Boone is about the same as it's been in terms of face-to-face on the campus. We've been at over 700 face-to-face students the last 2 years in the fall. I don't know where we have been in the spring. Spring usually dips a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because people sometimes are just wrapping up what they need in their 40 hours of core before they leave. They come here with a lot of high school credits, take a few classes and go. And we still have classes available, believe me, but I know that the ones face-to-face, we've been adding sections for spring because some have filled up. And those are in things like biology and education, psychology, social problems, some of those things where the instructors who students know a name, they want to get in there. So when I came on here last time, I said, I don't lie like a car salesman and say, you got to get down here because everything's going. But it went to the point where we had to add classes back.
And that was one of the things we say, get there soon.
Right.
Because if we do have to add classes, we need to know.
Yes, because right now it's very hard to add one. The question of whether we would have enough to get 10 students in it so that it'll go is a lot harder to answer right now than it was back in November. We are open. We'll have been open this week, and then we come back the 2nd of January, and we will have a little bit of time for people to come in and register or even enroll. If you're not a DMAC student now and want to get in, you can do that right after break.
I was going to say, it's pretty tight window.
It is a tight window, but we also take students, especially current students who want to add a class. We will take you past the start of the semester. If you want to get in and the instructor gives permission and there's a spot for you, you can still get in even once classes start. However, and I've listed this stat several times, 80% of the students who add late don't pass the class. That is typically because they do everything late. So if you're one of the ones and it's an exception for you doing stuff late, please come in and register. And if you need a class and a spot opens up or there's a section open up, we can get you into it after the first class starts. If you're one who's habitually late, why don't you come in earlier on the second and change your life that way? Because it really is hard to catch up if you miss the first couple classes and aren't involved in it yet. It can be hard for you to ever get going on it.
So when does spring start actually for you?
The 8th of January. Yep, Monday, we'll be there. We'll be back that Monday. Well, or is that Martin Luther King Day?
No, that's the next one.
Next week, okay. Jim and I are figuring this out as we go along. So, we're professionals.
I believe that's the next one.
Yeah, 8th.
Ready to be going. So that does, again, there's only a couple of days in there for you.
It doesn't take long for it to get away from you. I'm going to say this because I have lobbied President Denson about this. My last school I worked at in Texas had a president who really didn't like to work. And we had the longest breaks. I remember one year we got out the 17th, and I think we came back about January 7th or something like that. We had almost 3 weeks at Christmas paid holiday, and I've been lobbying President Denson. I said, it'd be okay if you did this once in a while. And he never wants to because he still likes working at age 70, whatever.
Yes, longest tenured president for DMAC.
This is his 21st year. I think he started in December of the year he did, and now he just finished his 20th year up. So he has been here a long time, and we've done a lot of good things when he's been here.
Well, it is one of the biggest, multiple campus, but biggest institution, really.
We are. We're the biggest public institution in the state of Iowa for higher ed. The Ankeny is as big as a number of colleges put together. Interestingly, I looked this morning earlier this week, and the Hunziker Center is actually bigger in terms of enrollment than a couple of our campuses are.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we've talked about what classes we can add on the credit side because it seems like the Iowa State students are starting to rediscover that they can get small classes cheap out there. It's about a third of the cost of their regular tuition.
Yeah, I was going to say, save a few dollars, yeah.
And when you're taking a chemistry class and there's 12 of you in there as opposed to 120, and you've got the full attention of a qualified instructor, it can be a better experience for you besides the fact that you just paid a lot less for it. So that's starting to come back now. And then, of course, we've got lots of dual credit career advantage out there. And those programs are things like culinary and, Boone County, y'all can go do that if you want. if you can't get the full-on food degrees that you want, you can get a lot of it done out at Hunziker while you're in high school. And they have a beautiful lab there. I mean, it's great. And I never get invited to their special meals at them. They had a charcuterie one that I found out about after the fact. I was really disappointed that I missed.
Come on, let me know.
Let me know about those things.
I can be there. All right. I do know that obviously one of the other big things that DMAC does and has been doing, and that's workforce development. You guys are really heavily tied into a lot of things that are available locally and working on refining some of these.
So we did have at least one or two graduates from the Civil Engineering Tech program that walked across the stage and got their Associate of Applied Science degrees. The majority of people in that program are working in the industry already and want to advance, and they need a degree to do that. This year, it's been interesting. There's been a few parents show up with 18-year-olds again who say, what I've always told people is skip those 2 years of your life where you work at a job you don't like and drive a crummy truck just skip that. Go right to the part where you get qualified to get a good job, and then you can. Then 2 years from now, you'll be working in something that you want to, and you can afford to have the good truck and the bass boat.
Yeah.
Unless you get married.
Or it might be that step into doing a little more in engineering.
Exactly. The CET program does, some of it transfers, mm-hmm. but the ones who complete there are really have a leg up in getting into an engineering program at ISU or one of the other schools. They really do have some things that they know practically that help them be able to do interviews when they are sure. thinking about going somewhere with an admissions counselor. We've also, of course, got our nursing program, yeah. and we will be taking more CNA students. We have a full-time instructor here on campus, and we've got a lab that used to be the nursing lab and is now back to being a nursing lab after doing some other things. So as we will fill those as fast as we can to get you through, whether you're in, if you're in high school, we're working with the high school to do partnerships mm-hmm. so that you can come over there and complete that certification. You need that if you're going to go on to the nursing program. But a lot of people are finding that that's not a bad job to have for a couple of years while you get your feet underneath you.
Sure.
And there's certainly ample opportunity for long-term care jobs here in Boone and in Madrid. And in Ogden, for that matter. Everybody's getting older.
Ames, too.
I know they'll be yeah. taking care of me in a few years.
Well, and that's it. I mean, you know, we do have, here in Central Iowa, you don't want to go very far and still have a good job. It's a great way to get started.
And that's, I've been appreciating the economic development chatter in Boone about how what we really want is for people to find, to have opportunities, you know, in jobs to stay in town if that's what they want to do. You know, some people don't want to come back to where they lived or where they grew up. A lot of people never want to leave here. And I understand it, having lived here now for a little while, why you'd want to stay.
And there's some that do leave and are looking for ways to come back.
To come back, yeah. And I've noticed that lately that we've had just in town, not necessarily at the campus. I've met some people who left, went away to college, and maybe did things for a few years somewhere else. And I think I like that okay where I grew up. And certainly the new elementary school and some of the amenities we have in town that are showing up are nice. I mean, I saw the other day that Boxholm has a coffee shop.
Yeah. Closing for the winter.
They're closing for the winter, and I didn't even know I needed to get up there.
You might have made the big route up there, too. So let's yeah. talk about spring semester coming up. We still have food, breakfast still going to
yep.
be available.
Yep.
All of it's going to
we'll
be
start
there.
That up when classes start. The okay. cafe did, by the way, the cafe, thanks to the community in part, we did really well in terms of the support. We don't charge a lot for our meals and for our food. And we have a lot more grab-and-go options than we used to. And I will tell everyone, speaking of coffee, we're not going to have the espresso machine anymore.
No.
No. In my role as provost, I think I was the only one drinking it. So I decided to give that to the Culinary Institute down at Ankeny. They were very interested when I told them we had it, and they measured some counter space. So we won't have the coffee drinks. We'll still have the best brewed coffee in town,
okay.
though.
It's going to be on campus.
And the food really has gone over well. Connie Sturtz and Alice Erb and Becky Ryan have done a great job of running things there where you get a good meal for not so much money. And we really do encourage people in the town to
come by.
Keep an eye out there. And yeah, come out for breakfast. Come out for hash day and you can fill up. And we do have some groups that come out just to have coffee, some retirees that come out, and it's fun to see them.
I know already, even though we got a little bit of the holiday break coming up with that first weekend in April, we're going to have en masse again. A lot of STEM folks will be out
we
there.
Sure will.
Nancy Woods.
Nancy Woods and
Natalie Hedlund are already yep. working on that.
It is, that has been turned into something really big. And, the kinds of opportunities, I would address this to families, plan on that when we get the date out. Please plan on coming. We'd love to see you and your kids. It's a great way to introduce them to the fields in science and technology. But if you have a particular talent in science, technology, engineering, and math, and would like to be
a presenter,
please know that this is a very good way to introduce this. We've had local businesses come out with 3D printing and remote stuff, remote control stuff and programmable robots. And we usually get a great contingency from the university, from Iowa State.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The women in engineering come out, and we love to have as many people as we can come out, and it's a high energy day.
Short, but very high energy. So we will have a lot more reminders as we get up to that. Let's talk a little bit about all the sports activities and things that will be coming up here springtime. A lot of basketball. And then, of course, then we get going with you folks will start to see a lot of people working out in the weight room.
Right. Yeah, if you come up South Lynn, and you hit that corner, it's going to be lit up at night because that gets used all the time by our student athletes. I know the baseball team, because there are 50 of them, have to do it in shift. They can all get in there at once, but they don't do that. They try and divide them up by position and get them in there. So, yeah, that's going to be super busy. Softball's going to be in there. I can't, again, thank Fairway and our other donors enough for that field house and for the addition, because it's made us more competitive.
And it's also helped with the recruitment. It does.
Yeah, it really does.
Coaches just are loving it.
Our coaches bring people in, and they get walked around, and their parents see that. The parents see the training room where they stay healthy. And by the way, our volleyball team's a good example of this, where they were able to get, because we have increased capacity with Sam Bush and with the interns we have from Drake, boy, we've got a bunch of healthy athletes. They didn't miss as many games this year in volleyball as they have in the past. And that's because we have the ability to do good treatment and preventative treatment and physical therapy kind of stuff there, right there, instead of in that tiny room that we used to have.
I was going to ask this because it kind of off-the-wall question for you, but I read some of the data about the food insecurity, student food insecurity. And I know that's – you have staff that – watches that closely.
Yeah, I think one of them is well known to you too, but we had staff who stepped up and volunteered their time and their effort, and of course we support this 100% as part of their jobs, to get state grants and to get some money from the Boone, the DMAC Foundation, to support stocking a pantry. And our students, again, talking about selling this to parents, if your kid moves here, you know that he or she's going to get fed. There is going to be food available at this pantry regularly to them. And then they've got the kitchenette, or it's not even a kitchenette, it's a full kitchen in their apartments. And that's been a real, a security blanket for parents when they get here, to know that not only are they going to have the ability to cook, they just need to know how to do it. And then there's going to be food available for them as well. Because some people get here and they just don't have as much money. And for some people, if you don't have a car, it can be a little rough getting to food. That purchase. It's kind of a long walk in February down to Fairway or Walmart or to Hy-Vee. Yeah. So yeah, the food pantry has been a great seller, and we have taken care of a lot of people there. I know that between, the food pantry,
the Toreador pantry. I mean, you guys team up together on a lot of things.
We do. We're able to do that, and we've had clothing drives. We had. Yeah. I know our students in our honors projects, honors students, did for their service project sock drive. Sean Taylor is always involved in something like that, where he and Nancy get together and do a drive to get people clothing, especially people who are unhoused, as they say, or. Yeah.
We do want to remind everybody, of course, that campus closing down until after the first of the year. You'll see some people that'll be doing some work around there, but that's part of the custodial staff, and they got things to take care of. But things will start to pick up as we get around to the beginning of the year, and then, of course, classes getting started again on the 8th.
So we do have the number 4 men's team in the country in basketball.
I just mentioned that.
I don't want to lose that, but I want to go back to what Jim just said about work. We are working very hard to take care of that campus and to get it fixed up, because there are rooms in there that just needed a lot of TLC. I've mentioned before when we had the interior load-bearing wall a couple of years ago that had cracks in it and stuff.
Yeah.
And that DMAC came out and fixed all that up at some no little expense. But we also want to be sure that the place looks up to date. And so if you come in, you will not see any more taupe-colored ceramic brick like you did in a 1960s high school. It's been painted over with special paint, and things look a lot lighter. The nursing hallway right now, which was built in 2005, 95, I think.
Probably.
Or maybe it's 95 even, has been brightened up to the point where it looks twice as wide. It looks great. We are working on reoriented one of the nursing classrooms that has computer labs in it, so it makes sense now. It's not shallow, long rows across. So I would encourage people in the public, if you are interested in DMAC, you graduated from the Boone campus, or maybe attended classes there in the past, feel free to come out once we're back open and just walk around. We'd be happy to take you.
See what's there. Drew, thanks for joining us. Have a good holiday and Happy New Year, and we'll visit with you again in January.
We'll
2024.
Everybody have a good break, Boone.